What's going on, Long Beach? Welcome back to our second episode for People of the Earth. My name is Lance Santiago. Today, I'm going to be interviewing our president and founder of People of the Earth, Jesse. Why don't you introduce yourself real quick?
Thank you. How's everybody doing? Long Beach, my name is Jesse. Served in the Navy, 5 years here, 2006-2011. And yeah, I'm happy to be here, sitting next to Lance.
Yeah, man.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long time coming, to be honest. And I'm having you share your story for People of the Earth, the background, the history of it all, and how it ultimately came to be. So I appreciate you for, you know, taking this time to sit with us and I guess just sharing, you know, how it all began, you know, from the womb to the tomb,
it's all
I guess.
A dream.
Yeah. I don't know who's saying that.
Yeah.
Biggie. Oh. All right, man. So you want to just kick it off or straight off the bat, or do you want to
take gentle it? With me though.
All right.
Give me a massage first before we get into this.
All right, nice and easy.
So
I guess why don't you start off with telling our audience and informing those who are listening, you know, just what People of the Earth stands for. Maybe go into a little bit about when it first started, like officially started, and how long you've been running this organization, and we can go into the questions after that.
Okay, yeah, perfect. So hello everyone, my name is Jesse, founder of People of the Earth, short for POTE, P-O-T-E. Or BOTE, however people want to pronounce it. Basically, we're a community-based organization that focuses on healing veterans and the Long Beach community. And some of the things and methods that we're incorporating is adopting environmental stewardships and mental health resilience type of activities. So we host and we also participate in community events. We do host like beach cleanups, guided hikes, meditation workshops. We partner with various other outside organizations as well. And our main intention overall is to work to heal the mind, body, and soul of the collective, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. while all stewarding the sacred land we're all residing on.
Awesome, dude.
It's that main vision there.
Yeah, perfect. That's great. So I guess I'm very curious to know, can you tell us a little bit about the inspiration that went behind starting, you know, POTE? Like, what was that match, or what was that spark that really drove you to just, you know, starting a nonprofit organization?
So I attended Cal State Long Beach, Go Beach. So for all you out there, I went to Cal State Long Beach, got my degree in environmental science and policy. Mm-hmm. I came in very environmentally forward-minded, you know, like seeing the pollution mm-hmm. that we, sometimes even the toxicity we live in as far as like city and all that stuff. So yeah, for me, those were my principles, and POTE just really started as a design on my tablet, to mm-hmm. be honest. Mm-hmm. And I made a couple little designs where I was selling shirts while I was going to Cal State Long Beach, mm-hmm. trying to make some side money, you know, mm-hmm. like for lunch and stuff like that. But yeah, just screen printed all these shirts and it said People of the Earth.
But yeah.
For me, it was just like, we're really not people of the earth, you know? So the images or the designs that I will make would be like opposing what we are, mm-hmm. Because we don't really act like we are, you know, protecting this earth, or like conscious about like, mm-hmm. you know, where we really standing on and how valuable, like how that feeds us and mm-hmm. sustained us for so long. So just really deep thinking. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. that's like a little bit of like the spark where it really came from.
Okay, so you would say a lot of the spark was really more your artistic drive, your curiosity, and really what of your own and what you were seeing, you know, surrounding your own community, especially with the environmental issues.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And you know, from there it's really become one of the main pillars of the organization, mm-hmm. besides mental health resilience. And for me, I in the program that we were attending at Cal State Long Beach, we had to do camping trips so we can see the geology, the topography, out in the desert and all that stuff. And we were out there for like days, you know, just backpacking or just camping. And I just being disconnected just mainly from the phone, just really like I found healing through that. So I was like, how can we put veterans in these type of environments, even if it's just momentarily? And also at the same time, how can we teach them that like we should continue to protect, you know, something that is up to us, is pretty vulnerable overall.
Nice. So you speak a little bit about, you know, the mental health aspect also, but, you know, I guess what was the driving force behind combining, you know, the mental health and the other pillar of Pote, environmental stewardship, in your nonprofit's mission? Like, why did you feel that combining these two elements were important, and what led you to combining them rather than just saying, oh, I'm going to start a nonprofit focused on environmental stewardship? Oh, I'm just going to start a nonprofit focused on mental health. What was the driving force behind combining these two?
Yeah, perfect question. Like, I mean, obviously, like, you, as any individual in a community, you see something that's lacking. I saw that there was like a lack of resources perhaps for mental health activities, like even it's just like building camaraderie, you know, like finding your tribe, so to speak. That's, you know, mainly what I saw. And even though I do see a lot of awesome organizations really leading the way on changing environmental policies or like you know, doing beach cleanups or whatnot, even though that already exists, I found like, you know, that's something that we should just naturally have, because it should be like a natural behavior. Like, yeah, every third Saturday we're gonna have a beach cleanup here in Long Beach. And then get people in the community just to be like part of it. And once you start building that, it everything just continues to unravel. Like, oh wow, like I didn't know we needed more of this. So those two main things are like really what drives Pote.
Awesome. So it's more about a drive of addressing the lack of resources within your local community, regardless of what it is, and then combining them too. Because I guess the opposing question would be, why not? You know, why shouldn't you combine them? You know?
Right. I mean, it's lacking. It's no one's responsibility. It's just one of those things. Like, if you see something that's misplaced, broken, whatever it is, like, and it bothers you, or you tend to complain a lot about it, then do something about it. And that's basically like, you know, it's a really big responsibility. I mean, it's a really big, I don't know, like a step forward to like really be the talk of what you find.
Right. Issues. Okay. Walking the talk. Love it. What steps did you take to turn your vision into a reality? Can you walk us through that process? So you see the vision of, hey, these resources are lacking in community. You see this vision of you, you know, going out to the outdoors, being, you know, leaving your phone behind and still having that also awareness that, you know, someone needs to do something about it. You know, can you walk us through turning that vision into a reality and the process behind it all?
To be honest, it was I never envisioned it to be where we're at today. It was just one of those things, hey, let's do something about it.
Okay.
You know, not even like, let's see where this goes. I can say like all of this started back in 2019 at Cal State Long Beach. Myself and other individuals like yourself, Lance, Navardo, We you know, obviously like Jesse Blanco, a lot of people that became the cabinet members for the Veterans Network club at Cal State Long Beach.
Right.
We took the initiative to reactivate it because it was lacking. So that was the first spark right there. It's just getting that going, and from there, like for me, it gave me an experience how to lead that, and just kind of throw all these idealist type of activities, like, oh, let's just have a social night. Let's also have a network night where people can come and get resources, and we invite professionals to come and talk about what they do. Like all those little components that other clubs like focus more on, we're like, we'll just create like steps And then, you know, that was just kind of like the way I saw it. So obviously we graduated, we all parted ways, so to speak, for a year. We didn't really come together. I guess it was just like ringing in the back of my head. It was like, well, just because you graduated didn't have to stop there. Mm-hmm. And I wish we had more time to make it better while we were at Cal State Long Beach, but you know,
right.
That would be expensive, just being in college forever. So yeah. It's like, why don't you just do it like in the community?
Eventually we all got to graduate.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, you spoke a little bit about the cabinet members, you know, Navardo, Bryant, Kevin, you know, they were also part of, you know, Jesse Blanco, they were all part of the Veterans student organization back in Long Beach. But now that you've started Poe or any other organization in the past, you know, how did you go about building a team and finding these like-minded individuals to really support your cause? You know, was it just a matter of like, hey, I know you or you know me, or were you selective in who you were going to bring on board, you know, to support you and your mission?
To be honest, like, I had to go back to myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I was so sheltered after getting out of the Navy. I didn't want to be a veteran. I didn't want to be really associated with anything. Sadly enough, you know, like, maybe it was just the phase looking back that I was going through, but a lot of people get stuck there, to be honest. I just, like, going to community college, people be like naturally like, hey, you know, like, what do you do? Or just like small talk. And I will always try be hesitant about like, oh, I was in the military. I was probably like not really overall proud of what maybe like I did then. Mm-hmm. I just felt like I didn't do much or whatnot. But so it took accepting myself. And once I was able to like unlock that door and just leave it open, mm-hmm. then naturally, like, you know, good motivators, I call them, like, in the community started, like, talking the same talk. You know what I mean? So it was just, like, just, okay, well, what do you envision? And just talk it and work it and do it through actions, you know? So there was other people already doing that. Mm-hmm. It was, like, just talking to them, and we decided to get together.
Okay. Gotcha. Sure. Yeah, so just a really open and frank conversations and really somehow finding to... that your values align along the way, and like, hey, right. Why not just do
but
something?
But I had to accept myself and like learn to speak from the heart, mm-hmm. instead of like, mm-hmm. pretending to be a soldier, mm-hmm. or like a sailor or something, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah. Important conversations to have with others as well as yourself. And I guess very curious to know then, you know, during the early stages or even before then of establishing People of the Earth, what challenges, you know, did you face? Was it all smooth sailing, you know, every step of the way? Or if you did face any bump on the roads, how did you overcome them?
So yeah, like bumps, you know, that comes all the time. Hitting bumps along the road. And what I've learned is just being resilient through all the changes, either through training or even the biggest training was getting out and adapting back to being in society again, mm-hmm. and whatever that meant. So you're really like, when you get out of the military or whatever, you're really like a blank, like, paper.
Canvas,
again,
yeah.
You know, and it's like, what do you want to create with your life? Mm-hmm. And even though there's a lot of negativity out there, mm-hmm. It could be from childhood, it could be, those were my obstacles, a lot of things, and they still are. Mm-hmm. Just like, I'm learning, like, I'm growing every day, but I'm also learning to be gentle with myself as far as like the expectations that need to happen. Mm-hmm. So once you are able to accept yourself, you know, like, mm-hmm. going from there. But like, I mean, can you repeat your question again?
Yeah, just very curious to know, you know, if you have any like specific challenges that you faced in the early stages of establishing, you know, People of the Earth. You know, was it more of a, you know, monetary issue that you faced? Was it more of a, you know, people turning you away, or was it more of a people not showing up to your events, or, you know, just like your own, maybe how it affected your personal life too with, you know, trying to start an organization?
Yeah, like at first I just wanted to, with Poe, see where it went, obviously, but I wanted to just have like a running meetup day. Mm-hmm. And I think at the time we were meeting every Wednesday, and we would run from downtown Long Beach to the aquarium and back, stretched out about three and a half miles. back and forth, and a few of you will come out, and sometimes nobody will show up, and it'll just be myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, try to do the beach cleanups. And then, you know, I still have pictures of the first beach cleanup. It was like, I think like four of us. Uh-huh. And, you know, I was like, you know, like, you can be a little hard on yourself. Like, mm-hmm. am I doing a good job advertising this? Mm-hmm. I realized I had to talk to more people.
Yeah.
So my, you know, that was an obstacle. Like, mm-hmm. okay, I'm not, how can I project my message more and just partnering up with other like-minded organizations, other mm-hmm. like-minded just individuals in the community. But at first, yeah, like it was hard. Like I was creating the flyer, the event, the location, the time, all that effort. And then, you know, you get two or three people. And so you quickly, instead of taking it as something negative, you gotta be like, that's two or three people more that
right.
I got initially, or right. that I even expected,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then that should be the tool to motivate you to be like, let's hit four people,
right.
let's hit five, six, 10. And then also just being, consistency.
Right.
You know, if we had a beach cleanup and then we just don't have it in a couple of months, people are easily gonna forget. So it's just like something consistent, like let's find a day in the month to do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just let people know that we'll be here no matter what. Like,
right.
You know,
so, rain or shine, you'll still be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know about rain. But like, doing beach cleanups in the rain, that'll be fun.
Awesome. That's great to hear, man.
Try it.
Maybe one of these days we'll see. Curious to know then, you know, as the numbers of people who've, you know, shown up to your events and attended and supported People of the Earth, how do you envision this organization, how do you envision POTE making a positive impact on mental health as well as the environment? You know?
That's a good question. So, my vision is just to continue working with individuals that want to share their, you know, their thoughts, their skills, implementing it all together, making mm-hmm. it something cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
For us, like POTE, even though it might be a veteran-led organization, it doesn't exclude community. So, like,
right.
for us to find connection, to share our skills, and to show people that we are also people, that mm-hmm. for whatever necessity we join the military, it's not all like hoorah patriotism. There's mm-hmm. people that are really going through, you know, 4 years, which is like, you know, it's a lot, 4 or 5 years, 10 years, whatever people decide to invest mm-hmm. in the military, just to get a better pay, to get access to school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So incorporating veterans into the community, I feel like we can understand each other and share things that, you know, either communities have.
Mm-hmm.
And just being there, providing the services that we did when we were in the military. Like, you know, we were out there really in the front lines or in the background, like doing paperwork, doing intelligence, whatever it was. And so for us, yeah, like it's sharing those skills.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Great. That's a great response. You've spoken a little bit about partnering with different organizations within the community. So can you speak a little bit more on that? You know, what partnerships have you formed to further your mission and expand your reach? And, you know, if you don't mind sharing, who are those organizations you've partnered with or collaborated with, you know, up to this point?
Yeah, up to this point, been able to first one in the list, and happy to be part of the Sierra Club Military Outdoors program. You know, we're out here having meditation-led hikes, which is something not very common, but it's something that we're starting to see becoming a trend, either if you're bringing sound bowls to the hike, or, you know, positive reinforcement, or just like low guided meditation. So yeah, like a lot of resources that Sierra Club already has, a lot of partnerships, a lot of contacts, has really opened a lot of doors. We're physically sponsored by City Heart, and they provided this platform for us to, you know, share our message, share who we are behind POTE, and it's been amazing. The open door kind of policy they've had for us from day one, and just the resources that they can provide as well. Very humble to be part of that. Also, the Long Beach Running Club. Mm-hmm. For us, it's not, you know, not necessarily a nonprofit, but it's a club that people really show up. Like, you know, you go to these runs and you start realizing, like, everybody there is getting after it of some way, shape, or form. They're trying to improve something about themselves. They like to be mentally challenged, because who the hell likes to run, right? A lot of people don't like to run. There's some days I don't like to run. But when you go on a run and you really pay attention to yourself, you start noticing, like, wow, I feel free, like, of like either mental clutter, or you get an inspiration of creativity, whatever it is, or you just get a good workout, a good sweat on, detox the body and stuff. So big shout out to Long Beach Running Club. They've been helping us fundraise through running, because that's what we were founded as people of the earth, was through running initially. I know I did my first marathon with Novato from Londo to USC and USC back, just for fun.
Yeah.
You know, a whole 26 miles, 26.2 miles. It was just like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
And I sometimes get asked, like, well, why didn't you do it at a competition or something like that, where you get a medal? And it's like, the medal is you finishing it. You know what I mean? And so that should be the main concept. Even though I do participate in those type of races, and you get, you know, it's nice to have a medal as well. But, you know, for these type of things, it was just like, what organization is, like, part of, like, callousing the mind? We've heard that term, right? Lance, you like to use that sometimes. I feel like running, like biking, like extensive hikes, things like that.
Meditation too.
Meditation.
Project Welcome Home Troops.
And of course, Project Welcome Home Troops, bringing it down. We experienced them when we were running the Veterans Network Club at Paso Long Beach. They came. Novato was really passionate about it. I was like, how can, whatever you need me, like, you've motivated me. Like, let's get this thing installed here and, like, lead by example, go through it. And we've hosted it here at Century Villages Cabrillo. Yeah, Project Welcome Home Troops, just an amazing organization, has really taught me how to stay grounded myself. And so that's why I'm able to speak to other veterans that I see where I used to be at, and be like, hey, just try this out. And what we're working with people of the earth is, like, fundraising enough to have a program here at least once a month, because it's helped me. So I know it's going to help the community, like, in a positive way.
Awesome, dude. That's great to hear that you've been partnering with organizations that are also doing a lot of good within the community, both for mental health as well as the environment. So shout out to all of them. Curious to know, as you're setting up and working with these organizations, setting up these events and working with these organizations, how do you measure, you know, success, and as well as, you know, or what do you find to be defined as success for people of the earth? Can you share any notable achievements of really what stood out for you for this organization? It's like, damn, that was, like, a really good day. Or like, dang, we really hit the ball out of the park on that one.
Yeah, like, you know, we've also been working with the Long Beach Veterans Commissioners, helping them push more resources for veterans here in Long Beach. Like, Long Beach used to be a big naval base community, you know, and so some of the activities that they've been doing, like the Veterans Day celebration last November, was really successful. Got to get a lot of people out there, thanks to the Long Beach Veterans Parade, of course.
Right.
They've been really, they know what the veterans community needs, so like working with Gus on that. On that avenue as well, like, it's all a blessing. So, yeah, going back to your question,
and it's just any notable achievements that
it has to be the 10Ks, the runs that we've done to fundraise,
right?
You know, money to pump them back into
right
mental health resilience type of activities, like the meditation workshop. So. Those have been really big events, because, like, when you look at pictures and you're looking at how many people showed up, like, I think we're just happy with anybody just coming out,
but
we were able to get like 140 people out and everybody donated money to this cause.
Yeah, like, the first one, yeah, the first
inaugural
one.
And then we get this big picture, and they're all right there, like, after a run, sweating or whatever, but they're still smiling. It's a Sunday really early in the morning, but people are still, like, happy to be up and contributing to the veterans community in Long Beach. So that just says right there, like, you know, there is support out for us. It's just a matter of, like, putting us on a platform, putting us up. And the only way you do that is by through actions. Like, okay, well, this group of veterans, we gotta show people who we are, what we're doing, why we're doing it, you know?
Solid. Amazing. Yeah, I remember the first run, the inaugural, 140 people signed up, just a hell of an event. And then our second one that we just completed about a month ago, that also was a great turnout to have so many people who care about not only just environmental health, mental health, but just about themselves too, and willing to, you know, show up for themselves.
That motivates me. Yeah. You know?
Fires you up. All right, we're going to do a 5K run after this and be ready. Can you talk about, you know, I guess some, so you talk about a little bit about engaging with the local community and raising awareness for the mission related to, you know, people of the earth. But now that you formed the organization, have you faced any resistance or skepticism, you know, regarding, you know, the mission of people of the earth and what you're trying to achieve?
Obstacles now, I feel like we're going up, you know what I mean? So any obstacle with the resources and the amazing people we've, like, come across that, you know, they've heard our message and stuff and they believe in what we're doing, I feel like they, like, any bumps that we might have, we have the people we can talk to find a solution or some. So we're really blessed. We're, like, encapsulated by a community to get to the top. So I haven't really seen much of, like, bigger, like, you know, obstacles like that.
Right on.
Yeah.
Solid.
Do you feel like there's some?
Personally, for me, not at all. I'm smooth sailing over here. It's a happy ship. But I think just maybe even getting used to being part of a nonprofit organization, or kind of understanding the structure. Yeah, the structure, the strategy, the financial aspect of it all. You know, especially from, like, in a trying to be, you know, responsible for this type of organization. You know, because I have no experience in that, so just.
Yeah.
I think that has been, like, a learning curve for me, but...
You know, it has felt like that, actually, like, a few months.
Yeah.
I was, like, driving or whatever, and sometimes you get, like, random thoughts or whatnot, but I'm, like, driving, I'm, like, wow, this, you know, this idea, this vision is really growing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, all right, how are you going to deal with that, you know, like... All these thoughts going through my head, like, this is forever.
Yeah.
Like, this is a commitment that you just don't start today and then tomorrow you're like, yeah, okay, what's next? Because I've used to operate like that, you know, maybe whatever. And so looking back, I'm like, yeah, this is like ride or die, you know? Why is that, Jesse, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, because I believe that, you know, veterans... You know, we need to address mental health in our community and throughout the whole community. You know what I mean? And whatever it takes. So at this point now, it's just like, I made a pact with myself, like, for this. So it's like, okay, you know, creating the structure, that's been, like, a big obstacle. Mm-hmm. Delegating, learning how to delegate as a leader, you know, or my vision. Like, I don't really do that. And so never really been in a position to really, like, at this extent. And like Navardo always says, like, this is just the beginning. Whatever we're learning, even if it's an obstacle, whatever, to really stabilize this organization is going to take years. You know what I mean? So just be aware that this is just the beginning.
And
I'm just like, wow, like, how much more we're going to experience.
Pretty mind-blowing, really.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Can't even think about it.
Yeah. It's funny, too, because I remember.
I don't want to think about it. Like, get anxiety. Yeah. Like, oh, man.
Don't get scared. Yeah. No, but I remember the first time the Instagram hit 100 followers. By the way, our Instagram is POTE_crew, K for crew. But I remember when we first hit 100 followers, and I was like, Holy smokes. Like, we actually have 100 people, you know, following the mission, following the organization. It's insane. And now, I don't know what we're at, probably like 1.5 million, you know, people following us. So yeah, it's just incredible to see how far the organization has come.
I don't know if it's 1.5 million, but it's your duty to check on our Instagram.
Yeah, follow our socials too. So, but why don't we take a break right now? We'll be back here in about 4 or 5 minutes. And we're going to wrap it up too with Jesse Soria, the founder and president for People of the Earth. Thank you all for listening. See you in a few. Welcome back, everybody, to People of the Earth podcast. My name is Lance. I'm here today with Jesse Soria, founder and president for People of the Earth. Welcome back, Jesse.
Hello, everyone. Hello, I'm here.
Awesome, brother. Thank you. Very good to see you again. Today we're doing an actual, you're the star of the show. We're interviewing you about how People of the Earth came about, you know, your vision, what the process looked like in the early stages. Don't be nervous. And thank you very much, you know, just for being here with us today. For our social media, if anybody is interested in hearing more and following us regarding our mission and supporting, our Instagram is POTE_crew, K for the crew. So that's POTE_crew. We got a few more questions here to fire off for you, Jesse. So hopefully you're having...
I'm ready, man. Fired up.
Yeah, let's do it.
Load it up.
So we just finished off speaking a little bit about, you know, us partnering with local community, how to raise awareness, all the partnerships, the collaborations, as well as those memorable success stories that you've had, especially with raising and doing 2 5Ks now with Long Beach Running Club. Incredible work. I guess now that we've spoken a little bit about the before and present, let's go into the future for people of the earth, you know? So my question for you is, how do you go, like, what are some of the future goals or projects people of the earth aims to achieve in the next few years?
Well, definitely becoming our actual, like, nonprofit. We're working on submitting all the documentation. There's a lot of, it's a lengthy process. Not just like submitting it, but just like coming together to create the bones of the organization, so to speak. That's the main objective. And here, like, if we project something here in a couple more years with PODE as we continue growing, overall, like, what I would love to envision is, like, creating a hub here, you know, even a healing hub here, mm-hmm. for the community, and maybe, you know, allowing everybody inclusively help out in that way, shape, or form. So really just having a location, like, here in Long Beach, because we don't have that.
Yeah.
And then growing it from there, however it goes. Mm-hmm. But like, just continue to work with other health professionals that they can share creative ways to really break that barrier of mental health, the stigma, and you know, we're doing that here.
Awesome. So very curious to follow on to that. Then how do you foster innovation and adaptability within people of the earth to stay relevant, you know, as the circumstances change on the external? How do you see, you know, where do you think you need to adapt as an organization just to stay relevant, you know, and still keep up and be able to provide, you know, important resources for the community? Do you see any issues with that, or what are your thoughts?
I think just building a stronger community, like with Cal State Long Beach as well. I mm-hmm. know we've been in the initial stages to really solidify the pillars for the organization and working this skeleton, so to speak, of mm-hmm. the organization. And then our next thing is, like, how can we help the Cal State Long Beach veteran students?
Right.
And the innovation part will come through that.
Right.
It's like fresh minds that are going through school,
right,
and restructured, mm-hmm. new ideas, and then also working with community members in the community that support veterans. Mm-hmm. I think everybody knows a veteran or has a veteran family relative, so just participating in that, and those ideas will continue coming, mm-hmm. with the objective to continue building from all the mental health resilience activities and different ways, shapes, or form of expressing environmental stewardship. So yeah.
Perfect. Great. Then you spoke a little bit about the partnerships that you are currently, you know, working towards too. But can you expand a little bit more about those strategic partnerships, you know, and collaborations you would like to pursue in the future? You know, like, if you could partner with any organization in the world, you know, who would it be, and I guess why?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of big organizations out there, a lot of big veteran organizations too. Would love to. I mean, we know there's like U.S. Vets, Wounded Warrior Project. What are some other organizations that are veteran oriented that you've also seen?
At least for me, definitely continue our partnership with Project Welcome Home Troops. I think one of the organizations that come to mind is really anything that has to do with, you know, honoring veterans as well as their family members. And I think especially too, how can we also take care of the veterans currently who need support?
With resources and stuff.
Right, so there's like the Disabled American Veterans Charity, and there's Mission 22, that's a national veteran nonprofit organization.
It's the Gold Manor.
the Gold Star Manor. Okay. And so a lot of names to list off here, but really those are just a few, at least in my eyes, who we can partner up with. And I'm also very curious. I don't know if this would be possible, just partnering up with like REI or any outdoor type of organization.
Well, that's where I think like awesome organizations like LA Nature for All,
yes,
which I participated in their stewardship academy program. Mm-hmm. It was like a 6-month program. Really, really a lot of useful information that I continue to use, but it was mostly focused on bringing low income or underserved communities to open spaces, protecting and pushing for more monuments with the mountains out here and stuff like that. Also, Outward Bound. Remember, we did our training with them.
Right.
Another
OBA, Outward Bound Adventures. Yeah.
Another great organization that focuses on bringing people of color out to hikes, mm-hmm. bringing them out to camping trips. A lot of us being Latino, I feel like I didn't really get to experience a lot of outdoors. And so, just being condensed in a city for so long and growing up like that, I can't even imagine what it will have on a person who still hasn't even gone on a hike. You know what I mean? Like, so many great things out there. Those are other two organizations that stood out to me that we could ask how they built partnerships with REI. And so, I didn't know that those were like some organizations that you want to, or companies that you want to like target, and I'll be like, let's find creative ways to get in contact with them. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we're in that process.
Awesome. Amazing. Let's take it back a little bit to our volunteers who show up day in, day out to support people over the earth. How do you engage your volunteers? How do you create these opportunities for these individuals to get involved with people of the earth? When you speak to your volunteers or those who just show up, what's your process behind it all?
Well, obviously being personal with people, I'm learning to do that more. But for those that do show up a little bit more, I get to know more about them, mm-hmm. Where they're from, what brings them to our organization or whatnot. And so those are one of the things, just being more personal, being out there, shaking mm-hmm. hands, giving people hugs, whatever, mm-hmm. being real with people, mm-hmm. Will always open doors. Mm-hmm. And for instance, like the beach cleanup. So one of the things that we've incorporated was an educational portion. So mm-hmm. we go out there, anybody's welcome to come between 10 and 12. We collect as much as we can, so we have volunteers that come in halfway through or at the beginning because they have to leave a little early. Whatever it is, we appreciate all of our volunteers in that way. Mm-hmm. But getting a little educational portion of like where the ladies in our coalition has been teaching where plastic comes from, what happens to it out in the environment, and like we see it as a result when we're picking styrofoam that's been weathered down, or plastic straws or whatever it is that comes down from the river up above. And so all those things just kind of gives you like a connection, and I feel like connection and communication are two like important factors in the question that you were asking. Like the hikes, we're doing the meditation portion, some sort of meditation portion into it. Like mm-hmm. a lot of people, I feel like, connect to that because it's like, well, we usually just focus on going from point A to point B on a hike. How about we go from point A, stop, like kind of like Jenny, Sunny, and their amazing organization that came out with one of our hikes that we did not too long ago, and just kind of appreciate the moment before you start thinking about going to, plan B or whatever on the hike. From point A to point B,
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, solid work. Yeah, I do remember the hike that, you all did with Jenny. That was also, in partnership with the Sierra Club. And super great event. And really happy that you guys were able to host that. I think that was at Malibu Creek State Park, if I'm not mistaken.
Beautiful.
And I guess for our last question, Jesse, before we sign off here, what advice would you give to any aspiring nonprofit founder, who wants to address issues in their community, or any of those who want to start a nonprofit focused on mental health or environmental issues?
Yeah, I was reading this book,
can't remember the title right now, but what it was talking about was how to create, how to envision a message, how to project a message and connect with the people, and the people will come, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for anybody out there wanting to do a nonprofit or is in the process of doing it or has been, everybody has their own stories. They're gonna have their own obstacles and stuff like that, but just being really persistent and believing in your own message is the only way you're gonna have other people really believe in what you're talking about, what you're doing. So if it comes out from you with more passion, if it comes from a place where you also see that there's a lack, whatever it is, like that sparks that idea, follow through with it and people will follow, you know, because it's something that is genuine. It's not, we're not here to make money, you know what I mean? We're not here, whatever other nonprofits might do, like we're here to like tackle an issue. Mm-hmm. and that is like what we see in our communities and here in Long Beach. So
awesome. Yeah. Brother, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Amazing questions, man. You're like a reporter.
No. Shout out to the power of AI, artificial intelligence, for helping me out with this. But it was one of those. But no, great to have you all in attendance. Thank you very much for listening. Once again, we are People of the Earth. You can follow us on our Instagram at POTE_crew. My name is Lance, and I just finished interviewing Jesse Soria, founder and president of People of the Earth. We hope to see you at our next event. We have beach cleanups every third Saturday. And now we're actually starting to get into the rhythm of having a hike every fourth Saturday of the month.
It's being led by one of the best leaders out there, Lance.
Yeah. I hear he's pretty buff and pretty tall too, so yeah. Really good guy. But the next Saturday hike is June 24th. We'll actually be going to Malibu on that one. So check out our socials for all the details. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Long Beach. Have a great day, and we'll see you on the next month's podcast. See what we get next.